CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning again. It's Sovereign Mind Radio. It's the 10 o'clock edition.
Hey. Yes, it is. And we're back.
And we're back. And we're here with Pete. We're just having a great discussion on metals and stuff and why is the silver suppressed. And, you know, the real deal is that here's the questions. Do you trust your government?
No.
Do you trust the dollar?
No.
Do you trust central banking?
No.
Do you trust Goldman Sachs and community and JP Morgan? So why would China and all the rest of the countries be buying gold and silver up at this low price?
You tell us.
Yeah, the question exactly. The market's being suppressed. They know it's undervalued. They know that there's a reckoning coming. The government is keeping the prices suppressed because they're skewing all of the figures so that it doesn't look like the economy's tanking.
CYA.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, we all know that the unemployment rate's down. We all know that we're in recovery. We all know that things are getting better. And that's the one thing I have on Fox News. Oh, recovery, recovery, recovery. A lot of them. Wait a minute. What recovery? There's no recovery.
This is the world of corruption. You can't believe a thing you hear. Not
absolutely.
Through the media, certainly not from our politicians, and certainly not from our president. And to get me going on that one.
Well, we're going to.
I'm thoroughly, thoroughly disgusted with this man. I know we want to respect our president, respect the office of the presidency and all like that. But when this guy and his minions lie after lie after lie, corruption after corruption, from transferring weapons to the drug cartels to maligning their people that they aren't friendly with by the IRS, by letting our veterans die, can't handle the Ebola, that's fumbled all over the court. Well, what can you believe from these people?
You can't. I always tell people always say, oh, you got to be respectful in politics. Okay, well, let's assume that Hitler got elected or Mao Zedong got elected or Stalin. At what point in time do you go, hey, we can't be respectful anymore because this guy is dangerous?
No, we can't. We can't. And this guy came to us as a pack of lies.
We didn't even know who he was when he came.
We still don't.
You know?
Exactly.
We still don't. I want you to go through the questions have, Pete, because these are serious questions that have never been answered by the media. Fox News never goes after this one for whatever reason. And it couldn't be the fact that the people don't want the truth to come out with regards to our commander and chief.
Yeah. Well, you know, and as I'm sure you do, our friendly listeners out here, our wonderful listeners, send us stuff. Well, this came from a listener and a good friend. And four simple questions about Barack Obama. Question one, back in 1961, people of color were called Negroes. So how can the Obama birth certificate state he is, quote, African-American when the term wasn't even in use at the time?
Absolutely.
Yep. Good question, huh?
Yeah.
Question number two, the birth certificate that the White House released lists Obama's birth as August 4th, 1961, and lists Barack Hussein Obama as his father. Okay. At the time of Obama's birth, it also shows that his father was age 25, and his father was born in Kenya, East Africa. All right. Well, let's look under the surface. This would seem to be all okay, but Kenya did not even exist in 1963, two whole years after Obama was born.
Yeah,
Kenya
It was called something else.
British East Africa Protectorate.
There you go.
So on his birth certificate, it states his father was born in Kenya. Kenya didn't exist when that birth certificate supposedly was created. Question number three. On the birth certificate released by the White House, The listed place of birth is, and I'm going to try to pronounce this, but it's a Hawaiian word, Kapi'olani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. That's where he supposedly was born. Well, it can't be, because that hospital in question in 1961 was called Kalakalani Children's Hospital. And there was a separate part of that called the Kapi'olani Maternity Home. These two hospitals were not merged until 1978. The name on his birth certificate didn't exist at the time of his birth certificate. So that's question three. And lastly, question four. And many of us have heard this, that his father was age 25 in 1961. That was stated on the birth certificate. Okay. But Dreams of My Father, Obama stated his father was a World War II veteran. That would have meant that Obama's father had to be in the military at age 9.
You don't get drafted at 9?
Slight problem.
Everything about this guy is a lie. You know, I mean, the fact, and I mean, Fox News came on, O'Reilly defended him. Well, they ran in the Honolulu newspaper that he was born on such and such a day. But what they don't tell you is back then, they would run stories. Anybody could run a birth story they didn't check him out. They didn't verify the certificates because it was a safe harbor for illegal aliens coming into Hawaii, and they would, you know, run the stories for them so that they could get their birth certificates in Hawaii, even though they weren't American citizens.
Well, we know that Muslims are very, very patient in their strategies. Were they this patient that back in 1961 they were designing this guy to be a future president of the United States? Well, that seems to be a bit of a reach, but to some extent you have to wonder.
Well, and you know, there's also opportunists, you know. It might not have nothing to do with the strategy. It might have had everything to do with her mother getting benefits from the United States. You know, in other words, if I can show that my son was born here, then I can also be eligible for welfare and Social Security and other things, food stamps that I might not have other been eligible for back then as not being an American citizen.
Correct. Yeah.
So no matter whether it's by design or by accident, it doesn't really matter when you look at these facts. What matters to me is this: has this guy ever told the truth about anything, and what else is he hiding?
I'm not sure. Here's what Jack Wheeler had to say about Barack Obama. Jack Wheeler, if you don't know him, he was the architect of Reagan's Star Wars strategy as he went against the Soviet Union. And for many years, he was an intelligence advisor. And after his time with the president, he also advised many of the large corporations on global events and such. And his comments, and he's a no-nonsense guy, his comments are, the O-man, Barack Hussein Obama, is an eloquently tailored empty suit. No resume, no accomplishments, no experience, no original ideas, no understanding of how the economy works, no understanding of how the world works, nothing but abstract, empty rhetoric devoid of real substance. He has no real identity. He is a half-white, which he rejects. The rest of him is mostly Arab, which he hides, but is disclosed by his non-African Arabic surname and his Arabic first and middle names as a way to triply proclaim his Arabic parentage to people in Kenya. Only a small part of him is African black from his grandmother. What he isn't, not a genetic drop of it, is African American, the descendant of enslaved Africans brought to America, claimed to be in the slave ships? No. He hasn't a single ancestor who was a slave. Instead, his Arab ancestors were the slave owners. And his statement goes on, but he makes it very, very clear. You know, Mr. Obama did come to us as an empty suit. Even Tom Brokaw and his liberal buddies sat there after the election of 2008 and in 2009 says, you know, do we really know who this guy is? Tom Brokaw
don't have a clue.
And Tom Brokaw was just given the American Freedom Award by President Obama,
way. And let's just follow this logically. Let's say that all those facts are correct, and we don't know who this guy is. Does that – I mean, we keep hearing, I don't understand this guy's policy. It's insanity. It's this, it's that. Well, wait a minute. If this guy is a treasonous person who bent on sinking the United States through subterfuge and taking over the presidency, then it makes perfect sense to me, doesn't it?
Well, and where does this all lead us? To immigration.
Yeah.
And this is the way, this is the final crowning blow. He's already destroyed the economy of this country. He's destroyed our reputation in the world. He's destroyed us with our allies throughout the world. Netanyahu was just on this morning still proclaiming us to be an ally, but we know differently. And now we have the crown jewel, the immigration. But he's going to sanction 5 million plus illegal immigrants in this country. Totally upset the entire American economy, the workforce, and so forth. It's going to be ugly.
Well, and they won't impeach him because they're, you know, the word is that if they impeach him, that it'll be Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And then
Trey Gowdy said, "Have you met Biden?"
Exactly. But at the same time, why wouldn't we put Biden in there, even if he's and I still think we impeach the guy. The American people have to stand up and see what's going on. They're afraid of the political fallout more than they are of protecting the country in a lot of ways, if you ask me. Even though I like Trey Gowdy, don't get me wrong. But why won't we impeach this guy and get him out of power if he's doing so much damage?
By the time you finally get that process done, he's almost out of office, and you've spun a whole lot of your valuable time fighting the fight of impeachment instead of fighting the fight against the crap that he's done.
Well,
is in the process of doing.
Or doing.
Then right. These guys had better defund him.
Yeah, you know, that's the alternative.
The talk better stop. You know, mm-hmm. I'm tired of these guys saying we can't do anything. Well, now they got the Senate. Now they got the House. These right. guys better start going after this stuff and defunding it and making this guy totally irrelevant because, you know, the alternative is what? The country collapses and then we end up with what? What do we know? We don't know what we're going to end up with. If we're not careful, we're going to end up with, a communist country.
Well, the other guys up there, the other congressmen, they need to be doing their job, what we hired them to do. They need to start doing it.
Well, they were sent there not to compromise but to stop Obama. I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh is making a big point of it. They're not sent there to compromise. This is not about
right.
compromising
no.
with the leftists and the radical liberals. This is to stop Barack Obama in his tracks, and the one way to do that the Congress can do without his approval is the purse strings.
Absolutely. The problem has been historically, even up to this point, is that the upper echelon Republicans are no better than the Democrats. And that's been the issue.
Oh boy, yeah.
And they talk a good tune. Look at mm-hmm. Boehner. Boehner needs to be out of there. Why is he not out of there? Why do we not have somebody in there like Trey Gowdy or Cruz or Mike Lee or it goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. And those kind of guys.
Those kind of guys that are saying, hey, let's start following the Constitution and let's stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the narrative is, you know, again, that's the news media running the narrative, mm-hmm. running the narrative, that it's the Republicans against the Democrats. They have to keep the narrative going and keep us divided on the real issues, which aren't Republican or Democrat issues. These are freedom and liberty issues.
The day that the Republicans stand up and say, we don't care about what the liberal media says anymore, that's the day we move forward.
All I agree.
Right. I thought we were going to go to a break, but Bob's answering the phone call, so we can't do that. Oh, we're good? With that, we're going to go to a break. If you have a comment or a question or a concern, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name, and y'all can keep the change.
It's time to sign up for the annual Turkey Trot, Reading's longest-standing family tradition on Thanksgiving morning. It's easy to register. Just trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register in person, or visit www.shastaregional.com to register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6-mile race. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk, or run. The annual Turkey Trot is just around the corner, so register your family today, online at www.ShastaRegional.com or register in person at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk, or run.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Because Bo Cephas and all his rowdy friends and his song is out of there. Yeah!
Sovereign Mind Radio. We've been having
something like that.
We've been having quite a discussion through the break. We want to talk a little bit more about Gruber. You know, this has been the Democrats' bane here lately, looking for another word, possibly. You know, what's happened is that this guy has come out and he's really revealed the Democrats' position on Obamacare to a big degree, because the real deal is they think we're all stupid. They think that we should just line up like sheep and get in line for your vaccination, even though, you know, you might have autism after you're done. And so, you know, we've got to, you know, expose these guys. But I still think at some point in time, we're going to have to stand up and say we're not doing it. Now, with that, I'll let Pete go over
well,
this.
Well, you know, and even more than that, Mark and Linda, it exposes the way the liberals think and how they do business and how they have bought in 100% to the rules of radicals, the Saul Alinsky. Yep. Basically, the end justifies the mean, and means it's okay to lie. And this guy, they knew, in some of his comments, and then I want to mention how Nancy Pelosi reacted to this, and I think it's pretty funny and illustrative of her stupidity. That's a strong word, but what the heck?
I think we're past.
The real deal is.
I think we got to quit worrying about mincing words. I think we got to quit worrying about whose feelings get hurt. And you know, the real deal is we need to start telling the truth. And personally, we need to stop complying with these guys because they are no longer operating for the will of the people, the we the people, or the Constitution.
No, they don't care.
Well, he states at the University of Pennsylvania, which, by the way, scrubbed their site recently of these comments by Gruber as this controversy started. Yeah. Well, there's one of our worlds of academia,
yeah.
Which is where a lot of these problems are festered and nurtured. But he states, you know, lack of transparency was crucial to passing Obamacare, given the, quote, stupidity of the American voter, end quote. And there are now, I understand, 5 videos that have surfaced by Gruber, and the last of which puts him in where? Barack Obama's office.
Yeah.
And in which they were talking about the Cadillac insurance plan, and the idea being we will tax the insurance companies, the mean, dastardly insurance companies. Yes, we know the insurance companies will pass this off onto their insureds,
yep.
But we're not going to deal with that. We're just going to and we will blame it all on the dastardly insurance companies. And that was a concocted plan in the president presence of the president.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi, now in 2009, oh, let me grab that quote. She says, dang it. Well, in 2009, she did. She says, I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis. She was bragging about it in 2009. What does she say now? I don't even know who he is. He didn't help us write our bill.
Did he have anything to do with that?
Well, so let's lie it away. It will just disappear if we lie it away. Get that media? Because she was talking to the media, and she always says, did you get that? Well, I watched that clip.
If this is revealing, then what this does to me or tells me or shows me that what's really revealing is he knew about Fast and Furious. You know, come on. He knew about the IRS stuff. It goes to the White House. All of these things, Benghazi, this guy knew about it.
All of it.
All of it. And there's no question in my mind that he knew about all of it, because you can have plausible denial all you want, but every trail keeps leading back to the White House.
Well, Rush Limbaugh was on his Limbaugh Theorem this week, and he says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He's going to come out and he's going to say, I am so mad about this. I just heard about this through the media. I am so mad about this. We're going to do an investigation and find out who's behind this.
Now throw it on the pile with the rest of the
investigations. I'm not up here governing. That's not my. I'm out there with you folks. It's all the way through his years.
Yeah. Well, here's a bit of information I got in the chat room.
Gruber.
I saw.
No, that was Jim Neighbors. Or no, it was his cousin.
But
Gruber.
It was actually Hitler's real surname.
Gruber.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
So there you go. That's in the chat room. And then we have a caller on the line. Henry, are you there?
We're getting them stirred up.
May I leave you folks a suggestion?
Go for it.
I'd like to reopen that Turtle Bay thing a little bit.
Okay.
It seems that, from what I understand, the staff knew about that and had meetings about it.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's my understanding
as
well.
That's our understanding. Yeah.
Then my suggestion would be to get hold of an attorney with your organizations and file a class action suit against the city of Reading and those who were involved in that as a class action suit, and tie up that thing until it can be sorted out.
It's a good idea,
now,
Henry.
That can be done very easily, and it'll probably take 10 years to settle. So that'll probably eliminate the problem of the city.
I think you got to go after the Duvernay and Starman as individuals as well. You tie up the city.
Yeah.
But they need to lose their assets.
The department heads that were involved in that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Lose their assets
in the form of a class action suit. It would be very effective.
I agree. That's a good suggestion. We'll let the people know that we know that we'll be able to make that happen.
You evidently have some organization behind you, and that's what it'll take to do it.
Well, I think what I hear him saying is get an attorney and get an injunction against proceeding with this thing until all of this is fully discovered.
Yeah, I think, well, Pete is actually an attorney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm not saying. Something to do in your spare time.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not saying he's going to spearhead the thing. I'm just saying that, you know, from his perspective of being an attorney, he's saying get an injunction and tie this thing up.
I'm sorry?
Well, we're having trouble. You're having trouble hearing us. Henry, what Pete's an attorney, and he's basically saying that, and he's not going to spearhead this thing. That's not what he's saying. But he with his legal knowledge, he's saying that filing an injunction against this and tie it up until it gets sorted out.
Well, I think this would be the way to do it.
Well, I agree. I think these guys should be sued, and I think that if this is the case, I think Starman's and Duvernay's assets should be on the table as far as I'm concerned, because this is blatant. And, you know, if this is true, and it seems to be, then this is blatant.
Well, if you can document what you said on the air, then by all means, they should be removed from their position.
It's already documented, Henry. We have the documentation.
Then why don't you go get them?
Well, that's our intention.
It'd be interesting to see the responses that come from the city and the powers to be over there. What is their response? How are they going to reply to this allegation?
Yeah.
So can we have them put on hold?
Before the city council gets
that's the injunction idea.
Okay. What's that, Henry?
I say you want to to fire you injunctions or whatever is necessary before the city council gets a chance to vote on it.
I agree. We'll try to proceed forward with that and see what we can do. You know, we got to find somebody who's willing to take the case, I guess, at this point. So,
well, that shouldn't be too hard to do.
I wouldn't think so. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Henry.
You bet.
Bye. All right. Very good. So let's go back to Obamacare and Gruber here. And we have to go to a break,
and then we can pick it up on the other side of the break. Again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Are you interested in the future of REU, your community-owned electric utility? Hello, my name is Barry Tippin, REU's director, and I am personally inviting you to our 2020 Strategic Planning Open House, Thursday, November 20th, from 4 to 7 p.m. The Strategic Forum will be held in the community room adjacent to the Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. The electric industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, REU can obtain the highest standards, providing our community the best valued services. For more information, please call 339-7300. I look forward to seeing you on November 20th.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Tom Noriega, and we're going to talk Common Core. Do you know what Common Core is, or what the impact it has on your children in the schools of the United States and right here in Shasta County? We're going to find out on Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Radio, community radio for the North State, home of the Free Fire. We can say anything we want.
Yeah. Are we liars? There's liars out there. Can
yeah, I know. Gosh darn. It just gets worse and worse and worse at every level, it seems like. We're talking about, you know, the city issues over the break. But let's go back to Obamacare. Let's go back to, you know, what this really is. This is really a huge tax across the board that everybody's going to pay if they're not careful. And I personally am saying, when are we going to stand up and say enough is enough? I will not sign up for this. I don't care. I mean, at some point in time, the American people are going to have a revolt against this stuff. And I'm not talking about necessarily a physical violent revolt. I'm saying a Gandhi style, hey, we're not going to do it. We'll lay down in the street. We'll lay down whatever it's going to take. But we're not going to keep letting the federal government bulldoze over our rights on all this stuff.
What's going to happen to the system if everybody just said, no, I'm not signing up? And, you know,
they're going to have to start listening to the people. I mean, look at the overwhelming vote on this last thing. You know, I mean, 80% of the people say we're going in the wrong direction. You know, how many people, you know, it was a landslide victory for the Republicans, not for the Republicans. It was a landslide victory against the Democrats because they don't want these guys to proceed with where they're going. We're headed towards a totalitarian government. And so, you know, at what point in time do we just say enough's enough?
The Supreme Court's going to get another shot at this. And that is there's a case now that has been accepted by the Supreme Court that is challenging the mandate of the subsidy. And the law was written that the subsidy could only be given to people of those states who set up
the exchanges,
right.
Marketplace.
And it turns out that only 13 states have set up those exchanges, and there are another 17 states that are getting the subsidies, and that's illegal. And the appellate courts have gone both ways on this, one finding it legal, one finding it not legal. Supreme Court's going to get it. It's an opportunity for the Supreme Court to finally do the right
Maybe
thing
get
on
it
this
right.
and
yeah.
get rid of it, because if they say this is a subsidy and it's contrary to the written law, then they can't do the subsidy. There are caves in the entire program.
Well, and that goes back to Gruber. What did Gruber say? He said we had to hide the fact
exactly.
that this was a tax. If we would have just came out to the American people
yes.
and said, you're going to get taxed on
right.
this, you know, as much, and this is not just a small tax. This is a huge tax across the board. And when you start seeing the numbers, and I'm going to come out with those here in the next few weeks, I've been trying to do my homework on the American, the ACA Act, and what's that, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
Oh. Oh, right.
And so
Obamacare.
The numbers are staggering. The amount of redistribution of wealth, and that's what this really is. And, oh, by the way, sure. that's one of the tenets of communism. You know, we talk about communism like it's some, you know, country over in the Middle East or some country over in Asia or something. No, it is an economic system. Communism is economics. Karl Marx was talking about economics when he said you had to have a heavy progressive graduated income tax. You had to have a central bank that issued the currency. You had to have control of the schools, religion, and state-run control of all of the means of production and so forth. I mean, what plan are we following right now?
Yeah, no country is immune to it. People think that we're immune, you know, that it can happen here or something. I don't know, but it's across the board. It can happen.
And the bottom line is, I have confidence in this country. This country came through the tough times of the old West and the Revolutionary
sure.
War and the Civil War and the old West. And I mean, this country is a strong country, and I don't believe that we're going to put up with this. And I really have my confidence in the citizenry to
say
enough.
That's the
issue. And then we get to the R word, and I don't mean a blood revolution by any means. That would be a horrible thing. But
sure.
I mean an economic revolution,
Absolutely.
A revolution of ideas where this country stands up, gets in the fight, and says no more.
Yeah. No more.
And this
what
was
we were
the beginning.
I have faith, too.
This was the beginning, this election.
But I'll tell you what I have faith in is I have faith in the truth. The reason that we're getting scammed out there or grubered
yes.
is because the media is not telling us the truth about anything.
Of course.
And so that's why we're in the business. That's why you're in the business. That's
but
why I'm in the business.
But you know what? There's a bright lining in this. The media thinks they've been in control of ideas, But guess what? The media did everything they could to persuade everybody that Obama walks on water. However, this election shows people aren't listening to that media anymore.
They're losing control of the media because of the internet.
That's the message.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that is the big reason why Obama and the UN want to take over the internet. Because if they can block the stream of ideas that's flowing,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Then they can control the narrative, which is exactly what the mainstream does.
And that's being whispered,
yeah.
Going
people
after and regulating the media.
Confidence in this administration, which is good. They have lost their confidence,
we have to keep our eye on them because they talking about regulating the internet.
Oh,
and
yes.
Just as they realized the Tea Party was a danger and IRS went after them because they had to after the 2010 election, they realized the damage that can be caused by the Tea Party. They went after them by the IRS the same. They also know that their friends over at the media are no longer favored. Nobody's listening to them. They're getting their stuff online. So what are they going to do? They're going to use the FCC and go after.
Yeah, because we can pass information so quick.
Exactly.
It's instant.
And that's not the IRS is not over on the Tea Parties either.
Yeah.
That's still going forward. And people don't realize it because the media doesn't report anything, but the real deal is that's going to the Court of Appeals.
What is going to the Court of Appeals?
The judge, Reggie, I can't remember his last name, back in D.C., dismissed the case of the IRS against the IRS.
Oh, okay.
In a recent decision, and it's going to the Court of Appeals because he basically said his legal reasoning was because they're no longer doing this at the IRS, that we have no standing. No further damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I know two of the organizations that still haven't got their status, is 5 years later. And by their own admissions, it should have been by the Internal Revenue Manual. They have to render a yay or a nay within 270 days. 5 years later, they have kept them in purgatory.
Well, if you just look at the damage that was done to True the Vote Tea Party.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you just take one example, and how can any judge say, well, there's no further damage? That woman and her businesses were put through hell.
Absolutely.
As well as the Tea Party.
Well, what they're doing is you can't help but think, hey, they got to the judge somehow. I mean, there's so much corruption. To say that can't happen in America they got to the judge somehow. Right. Either he was in the tank already, or they got to him. Maybe they threatened his family.
Sure.
Something. Because I'll tell you what, with this administration and their tactics, these guys are the Chicago thug mafia. Yeah.
Well, did they get to John Roberts?
You know,
why did John Roberts rewrite the law, the Obamacare, so he could find it a tax? Supreme Court justice.
And then they changed it right back.
Yeah.
It's a penalty now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, now we won that battle. Yeah. Now we're going back.
We Grubbered him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be like Watergate now. He got Grubbered.
I like it.
Yeah. Now if we combine the two, now we got Grubbergate.
Grubbergate. Has a nice ring about it, Mark. Has a nice ring. Well,
how screwed up is that?
We have to stay in the fight in this country. We have to get in the fight. Get off your couch.
Yep.
Get involved.
Pry
get
your
to
butts.
The Tea Party meetings. Get
they
out
have to
there.
Action.
Talk to your friends.
Do something.
Get on the internet. Read the stuff. Get the truth. Be careful what you buy on the internet.
Well,
too,
that's
by the
true.
Way.
I mean, I heard O'Reilly, for example, he says, "You can't believe what can you, the people think they can believe everything on the internet." And my thought was, gee, can you believe everything on the TV, right?
And we need to get in our schools. And we need to get in our schools and educate the people. You know, the kids. The kids have no idea what's going on. They're starting to.
Yes,
through education and action.
Yes, they are.
And so we need to involve them more in this process.
The millennials are starting to figure this out because the millennials are the ones that are suffering the most right now. We're from a generation where we didn't have a lot of these constraints, and we've had the ability to be successful economically. We're getting a little older. We stacked up our chips here and there. I know a lot of these guys that are coming out, they have no way of making it happen. I mean, because the American dream is no longer there. You got so many regulations, you can't start a business. And if you go to work for a job, it better be a high-paying job. And then you have no security, really, because there's no security in a job.
Really, and there's really no jobs out there for them to get.
Not make any money.
Yeah.
So I got some statistics here. This is from the economiccollapse.com. And the current rate of savings for millennials is a negative 2%. Okay. Yeah, a negative 2%. And U.S. households, here's the next one. Conducted earlier this year, we found 47% of all millennials are using at least half of their paychecks to pay off debt. Now, when you think about that, you know, the old saying is the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. That's really what we got in America, is, and that's why the banking system is so corrupted and has, and we've got fascism with the big banks and the big corporations in the government running things. The idea is you get everybody in debt, whether it's the treasury bonds that are being sold out of the treasury, whether it's the debt being peddled to the school borrowing, you know, student loans, which you can't bankrupt, you can't get out of. They're getting everybody in debt. And that's what China has done. Aren't we in debt to China and all these foreign countries? So what happens is they start playing ball. Look at this last economic thing where Obama signed the global warming treaty with China. And we have all these restrictions and all this stuff, which is going to kill our commerce, which is going to kill our industrial machine. And China doesn't have to do anything for 20, 30 years or whatever it is.
Right.
The world's changing.
It is.
I mean, in our country, the world is changing. And if you've had a chance to look at some of the demographics in this last election and see that the Democrats are beginning to lose hold of the young, the youth, because they're saying, crap, you promised us that we would have a free education. You promised us all this stuff. We got out of college. We have no job. We're still living in our parents' basement, and I have a huge price tag for that education. They're disillusioned. The Hispanics are looking at, they don't like necessarily these open borders, that they can't find work. And so the Hispanics are starting to rebel, and the black people are getting smarter. And if the Republicans will just reach out to the black vote and start listening to those people and their needs, because they're figuring it out. You know what? The Democrats have been using us for years.
Personal responsibility and accountability, so not what you can get for free.
So the Democrats are down to two core groups, what they call the gentry liberals now. That's the elitists and the black. Those are the only two groups they can count on. The Democrats, the demographics for the Democrats is really, I know it's easy for me to say, right?
Sorry.
You say that five times faster.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, the demographics are changing. The Democrats are in trouble going into the future, and if the Republicans are just smart enough to do something with it.
They need to do it for the right reasons, not political reasons, and it will shine through.
Correct.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at number 15 on this. Student loan debt has hit a grand total of $1.2 trillion in the United States. And this number has grown about 84% since 2008. And tuitions have gone up 275% from
And ask yourself why that is, because that is the nurturing. That's where they nurture the new liberals.
Absolutely.
They're paying these professors like Gruber. He's MIT economics professor. They're paying these people big money to lie to the kids and mold them into good liberals.
They come out and they're so brainwashed they don't even know what ends up.
Yeah, so then they come out paying for that awful education.
And who's lending them the money?
Oh yes,
it's not just
control.
Well, you know, when you go back to it's like the food stamp cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know who's in charge of that? J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, I thought it was Department of Agriculture.
Oh no, the cards are issued by J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, now what's the connection there?
Well, they're making the interest off of the cards.
Oh, boy. And
they're in control of the IRS, too.
And who's J.P. Morgan Chase?
Jamie Dimon happens to be the CEO.
But the our prior Fed chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of.
Well, you got Goldman Sachs, you got J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got little Timmy Geithner.
Yeah.
You know, you got Paul. You got Volcker, Paulson. You got all these guys that have been going back and forth between the big banks and then have you heard about the new whistleblower on J.P. Morgan that's come out saying that the whole thing? And I would go to Matt Taibbi and look this up on Rolling Stones. Matt Taibbi. And there's a lawyer that just came out this last week or so from J.P. Morgan saying the whole thing's rigged, and she was in the department. In fact, if she started sending emails back and forth to a superior, he would come out and start yelling at him because they wanted no tracking of anything that they're doing.
What is rigged?
The subprime mortgage loans.
Whoa.
Yeah, they were taking subprime mortgage loans, repackaging them as AA, AAA vehicles, and reselling them out on the open market. Greenpoint is one of them.
Weren't we there once before?
Yeah, this was this back in 08.
The real estate crash?
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be part two here pretty soon, and don't realize it because they haven't fixed anything. That's why I keep telling everybody precious metals. This whole thing is interrelated. This, when you explode the economy, it explodes the banks, which explode the house that Beelzebub built. And so, you know, we've got a problem here, and it's coming down the pipe. That's why you see all these other countries jumping into the precious metals, because it's the safe haven currency to be in that's recognized worldwide and can't be counterfeited or manipulated.
Our dollar was once based upon gold.
It's not anymore.
Thank you, Richard Nixon.
Thank you, Nixon. What a guy.
And with that, we need to go to our last break.
From the man that brought you Watergate. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but anyhow.
Catch you on the other side.
We'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Let's hear a little bit of that. I like this song. We all know who Ozzy is. It's not exactly a model citizen, but it's pretty crazy.
But that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late.
You got to pull up. We got to pull up our the pipes too, because we have to say it one more time.
Oh, Can you, the organ?
Can you pull up the organ one more time, Bob? Because what we have been doing today is a classic example of journalistic, what's the word? What do we
Real?
Real journalism. I'm sorry, one more time. Investigative journalism.
Oh, we're doing that one.
Yeah, do it one more time, Bob. Investigative journalism.
Yep.
We have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we got to have fun, but it's real serious business.
Yeah,
that
we're not up here.
With, you know?
We're not up here. See, this isn't about us. This isn't about our grandiose, you know, aspirations, grandiose aspirations. This is about getting the facts and getting the truth, getting some alternative media out there who actually report something that is actually happening, not some pablum crap, you know, about, you know, who's walking the aisle down the red carpet.
And to save our liberty and freedom.
Absolutely.
That's what this is about. This is for everybody.
This is for everybody. So we need to just put the, you know, the passions together and start bridging and start coalescing and start getting involved.
Yeah.
Get involved. Get emotional. Love your country. Realize this is the best country in the whole world. It doesn't get any better than this. And we're losing it if we don't get in the fight.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're losing it to people I cannot understand how Americans can support this president and these policies and call this their country and love their country. It's a contradiction.
When did you become a racist, Pete?
I didn't.
That was priceless. I have to say, that was priceless.
Good answer. Because that's what these guys have been doing. The Alinsky crap is anytime, and that's a lot of the problem out there, is anytime anybody disagrees with anybody, they don't go to the policies, they go to the name calling. You know, if you think that, you know, this guy is whatever he is, and it's the truth, it doesn't matter the truth. It's like you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a Tea Party. Oh my God! You're a Tea Party. You believe in the Constitution and freedom and liberty. Wow! You are some lower form of life.
These people realize they cannot compete in the world of ideas.
Right?
They can only call people names. That's all they can do.
Well, I can do that too.
But that lowers ourselves. We do not wish to lower ourselves to the gutter with those folks.
Well, it's true. You know, I mean, the real deal is that let's stick to the facts. Let's stick to the truth. And, you know, these guys don't care about the truth. They care about their agenda, which is why they lie so much. I mean, look at the example of Gruber. Yeah. Okay, we got Mr. Gruber, you know, Gruberman. And he doesn't care if the truth is what carries the day. You're dealing with people who are dishonest.
It's getting the job done. And as Nancy Pelosi says, who cares what's in the bill?
Yeah.
In so many words, we'll pass the bill and then we'll find out what's in it. We don't care. We know that they put it together so we could get it passed, and it doesn't matter what it says.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Let's all lock arms and sing Kumbaya.
As they did.
Around the campfire, while, you know, our property rights are being taken away from us and we all end up poor and in poverty and living in a third world country, and we can go, wow, that was for our own good, huh? Mm-hmm. No. I'm saying no. We got 2 minutes. Pete, give us any last words before we have to go?
Just what we've been talking about, and I know we've been we've peddled a whole bunch of information to our listening audience today. Maybe some of it was pretty fast, but we're so impassioned in what you guys do, what we do over at our station, and you know, I mean, I just want to thank our listening public and our advertisers and sponsors for giving us an opportunity to be on the air and to give them the information. And with that comes a huge, huge responsibility. Give them good, vetted information.
Absolutely.
And give it I try to deliver it with passion, because if we don't deliver it with passion, then they wonder, well, is this important or not?
Absolutely.
We have to deliver the passion, and of course that's what the Tea Parties are all about. And
absolutely.
I got to get down to your Tea Party meeting. I have
this Monday be great, because we have Semperettis.
Yeah. Solutions. Okay, I'm going to give you solutions. Get involved. Find your passion. Find a reason to get involved. Find the thing that motivates you. Is it your kids? Is it your grandkids? Is it freedom? Quit complaining and do something. Are sports more important than your family's survival? Turn off the TV, pry your butts up off the couch, and get involved. Get educated on the issues. Start a neighborhood watch. Run for city council. Store food. Read something that matters. Join a tea party. Listening to Sovereign Minds is a great way to go. Find alternative media sources. Quit being a sheeple.
Action, action, action.
You have to do something. It's time to do something, and with that, we're going to close with what we usually do. You are born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this has been Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Over and out.
Rudy Max's Travel World follows here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. U.S. authorities continue trying to authenticate an ISIS claim that it has beheaded another person, this time a captured U.S. aid worker, Peter Kasich. They released a graphic, nearly 16-minute video today indicating they had done so. This is terrorism security expert Sajan Gohel.
What ISIS are trying to do now is again raise the fear factor and also to try and intimidate the West to clearly say that it doesn't matter how many airstrikes there are, it doesn't matter how many attempts there are on their leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, they will still continue to carry out their agenda, their operations.
Kasich, a retired Army Ranger, he was providing medical aid to Syrians fleeing the country's civil war when he was captured inside Syria in October of last year. Several GOP senators are eyeing potential White House bids in 2016 now.